Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this session, we are talking about healing female-related wounds without letting them rule your future. Many men are not only struggling with attraction or confidence, many are carrying pain. Some have been rejected, some were mocked or emotionally controlled, some were sexually awakened in unhealthy ways. Some were hurt by girlfriends, wives, mothers, female authority figures, or other women whose words and actions left deep wounds. Because of this, some men fear women, others resent them. Some become desperate for female approval because they were wounded by its absence. Others shut down emotionally and call it wisdom. But a confident, organic man is not formed only by avoiding mistakes. He must also be healed where he has been hurt. A wounded man may begin living as though all women are dangerous, disappointing, controlling, or impossible to trust. Or he may believe female attention is the one thing that can finally heal him. Both paths lead to bondage. Christ offers something better. Christ does not shame wounded men or tell them to pretend the pain never happened. But he also does not leave them trapped under that pain. He restores. Psalm 147:3 says, heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. That includes wounds tied to rejection, betrayal, sexuality, fear, and shame. Pain shapes how a man sees women. A wounded man may stop seeing women truthfully. Instead, he sees through fear, anger, or unmet longing. A rejected man may become approval hungry. A controlled man may become defensive around strong women. A betrayed man may become cynical and guarded. A sexually wounded man may confuse desire with shame or danger. A man emotionally neglected in childhood may keep searching for emotional soothing through women without realizing it. These patterns do not mean a man is doomed. But they do mean he needs more than surface advice. He needs Christ-centered healing. An organic Christian man learns that healing means becoming truthful. It means bringing wounds into the light, naming what happened, and refusing to build identity around pain. Some wounded men make hidden inner vows. I'll never trust a woman again. I'll never need anyone. I'll never let someone get close again. Or, I need constant female attention so I never feel rejected again. Those vows become prisons. Christ comes to break those prisons. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control." A wounded man may still feel fear, but fear does not have to become his identity. In Christ, he can become loving without naivete, strong without domination, and self-controlled without emotional numbness. Healing also requires honesty about responsibility. Some men were deeply hurt. Others developed sinful coping patterns in response to that hurt. Pornography, fantasy, manipulation, resentment, passivity, emotional dependency, or sexual confusion. Real healing does not only ask, "What happened to me?" It also asks, "What did I build in response to that pain?" That is not condemnation, that is freedom. What helps in real life? Confession helps, brotherhood helps, pastoral care helps, wise counseling may help when trauma is deep, honest prayer helps, trusted men helping you identify patterns helps. Forgiveness may eventually become part of healing, though forgiveness is not pretending the wound was small. Most importantly, it helps to see yourself first as a man under Christ, not as a man permanently ruled by female-related pain. What not to do? Do not build your future around old wounds. Do not turn all women into one woman from your past. Do not call cynicism discernment. Do not call numbness strength. Do not call female approval hunger romance. Do not hide sexual wounds behind silence. Do not assume pain automatically makes your interpretations correct. A confident, organic man is not a man who was never hurt. He is a man learning to let Christ heal what wounded him so pain no longer controls his story. That is real strength. That is real freedom. And that is part of becoming confident around women as an organic man.